This is a reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. This has been a blessed week of appearances of the risen Christ to Mary Magdalene, to Peter and John, to the disciples going to Emmaus, and today to another group of unnamed disciples. We've had a variety of responses, too, from Mary's absolute joy and haste to spread the good news, to today's disciples' fear, grief, and doubt. In today's text, the disciples were terrified when the risen Jesus stood in their midst. They thought they were seeing a ghost. So Jesus responds by comforting, teaching, and eating with them. All very reassuring actions that help the disciples to focus on the reality in their midst, the risen Jesus. Jesus reached out with a personal encounter, and once again, tried to get the message of hope and new life across to his disciples. I don't know about you, but often I wander around and don't see what's in front of my eyes. Like the disciples, I fail to see the risen Jesus in the events of my everyday life. I get caught up in the myriad details of life and get bogged down. My eyes are held. Today's scripture reminds me the risen Jesus is found all around me. If I but have an open heart, a listening ear, and a seeing eye. When I am attentive, I'll see the risen Jesus in my grandniece Kaylin, learning to walk, falling and getting up over and over again. In Judy, from the correctional facility, whose three adult daughters were instrumental in arranging a Holy Saturday reunion with a daughter she had given up for adoption 25 years ago. I'll see the risen Jesus in the people I travel with on the subway early in the morning, who struggle to bring their children to school and childcare before they go off to work. In the homebound seniors who welcome me for a weekly visit for their connection with the world outside their door. I'll see the risen Jesus in Wanda, who sends thoughtful greeting cards to the women in prison each week, and in all those with whom I spend time each day. I can see the risen Jesus. I'll see the risen Jesus as I open my eyes and my heart to those around me. May our eyes be open to the prospect of new life this Easter season. May we see Jesus anew.